And we're going to take a few moments now to remember a man named Dick Hoyt, whose devotion to his son made him a disability rights advocate. Hoyt was the father half of the father-son duo that became known in the running world as Team Hoyt. His son, Rick, lives with cerebral palsy. And their odyssey began in 1977 when Rick asked his dad to push his wheelchair in a 5-mile charity race for a friend. Dick remembered that day in a 2014 conversation with Here and Now.
When Rick came home, he told me all about it. He said, Dad, I have to do something for him. I want to let him know life goes on even though he's paralyzed. I want to run in the race.
Dick said everyone thought they'd quit.
Well, we didn't. We finished the whole 5 miles coming in next to last, but not last. And when we got home that night, Rick wrote on his computer, Dad, when I'm running, it feels like my disability disappears.
If those moments were a spark of joy, what came next was a full-blown fire. Thousands of races would follow, but it was the Boston Marathon that won their hearts, even though organizers didn't make it easy for them.
They made us qualify in Rick's age group, and that was kind of tough, you know, because Rick was in his 20s, I was in my 40s, and that meant we had to run a 250.
But he did it, and their achievement galvanized the disability community. In 1989, they created the Hoyt Foundation.
When Rick was born, you know, we'd take Rick in a restaurant, people would get up and leave, then they didn't want him in school, then they didn't want us competing. We got all these other kids that are physically challenged out in the public now, and they're able to live, learn, work, and play just like everybody else.
But racing and time took a toll on Dick. In 2014, they crossed the finish line of the Boston Marathon for their 32nd and final time, dedicating the race to the victims of the marathon bombing the year before. Here's son, Rick, speaking through his computer before that race.
Many people have asked me what I would do if I weren't disabled. Maybe I would play hockey, basketball, or baseball. But then I thought about it some more and realized that what I would probably do first is tell my dad to sit down in the wheelchair, and now I would push him.
Dick Hoyt died Wednesday. He was 80 years old.